The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middleest brother, Travis Vroom Vroom McElroy.
I'm trying to decide, Trav, maybe you can help me make this choice, whether or not to let that slide or make it part of it. Make it like a sort of diegetic part of the show.
I think it's part of it.
Why did you say Happy Easter, Juice? Why did you start the show? It's after Easter as we record this. I know that there's a gap between this.
That wasn't in the recording.
It is. Me and Travis
because now we've referenced it. It must be.
It's diegetic.
Do you see how we did it?
Because in my head, I was thinking about how I went to see the Minecraft movie with my kids.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And when I went to see the Minecraft movie, I saw that they were showing episodes of the Jesus TV show, The Chosen.
Lost?
Which is...
Oh.
No, the other Jesus TV show. And by the way, in the finale of Lost, when they reveal that it
Perfect
is
Strangers?
Just a huge Christian allegory, mm-hmm. I felt personally betrayed by that.
Yeah. So they were showing episodes of The Chosen. It's a TV show about Jesus that has made $800 billion. And the other thing
is Jesus working with a detective to solve crimes? Because if not, I'm not interested.
That kicks ass.
No, it's just the same story, and we all know how it ends. Oh, but God. This is the speaking of.
Wait, I Griffin, you didn't introduce yourself, and now people
I'm
are
Griffin
so confused.
McElroy. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. So I saw there's another flick called King of Kings, and this is the story of
the Kingsman.
Jesus.
Oh,
stop me if you've heard about this guy. Another Easter treat for everybody. A faith-based film.
This place was running two different faith-based pieces of programming, or this cinema?
Yes, this is like yes,
cool.
And
a lot of Christmas movies come out at Christmas. I don't see.
Yeah,
I guess. So.
Fair. Yeah, but this was pretty chilling. Just to see in the hallway, it's like a lot of faith-based content. As somebody who grew up in that, I didn't love it.
Yeah.
But I was going to blow this off. But then I started looking at the cast. And guys, this thing's stacked, okay?
Can you not reveal roles? Like, will you reveal some names and maybe we try to guess who the Jesus is?
And can I just do a long shot? Is The Rock in it? Because he seems to be in 18 movies a year. Or John Cena, one of those two.
No, that's amazing. There are a lot of vets. Like, there's a lot of, like, voice actor, like, Dee Bradley Baker, legally mandated appearance,
Is this animated or live action?
It is animated, and it is, the framing device is Charles Dickens is telling the story of Jesus to his kids.
Wait, hold on, that's real.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was a joke that you came up with, on the fly.
This is to be fair, okay?
I'll tell you right now, J-Man, I don't know if canonically in history, Charles Dickens would have cared about the story of Jesus. But less than that, I'm also not sure if Charles Dickens has kids. Does Charles Dickens got kids?
I don't think that your ignorance of Charles Dickens is necessarily a great basis for criticism of the film.
Okay.
Travis,
your
unawareness of it is not. He did.
No,
write
that
a
was
book
a criticism of myself. To be clear.
Oh,
okay. Cool.
Okay. The Life of Our Lord is the book that Charles Dickens wrote about the story of Jesus.
Okay.
So I would say he has a vested interest, Travis.
Okay. So you now have all the pieces,
Mr. Police.
To play this amazing game. I'm going to tell you some actors, and I want Trav, you can guess.
Okay.
Where would you put? Now I'm just going to give you Dee Bradley Baker is Willa the Cat. I don't think that's relevant to the story.
Okay.
I had to remember that there was a Dickensian layer here because
where would
I didn't
you put
think
in,
that was in.
Where would you slot in, say, a big talent like Ben Kingsley?
Oh shit, Benjamin?
Benjamin Kingsley.
I'll tell you
what's hitting me.
Yeah.
What?
Pilot.
Pontius Pilate?
Very close. Caiaphas.
Caiaphas.
That's one of the classics. Now, where would you put in Pierce Brosnan?
Not in this film.
Well, you got to put him in somewhere. He's in it.
Not Christ. I could see him as a Barabbas, perhaps.
No.
A Barabbas.
He's not a Barabbas. You think he's going to get out of bed for a Barabbas?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm going with Pilate. Guys, I'm going with Pilate on this one. Pontius Pilate.
Correct, Travis. Pontius Pilate, played by Pierce Brosnan.
Well, now I can't keep guessing that, though.
What about Kenneth Branagh, though? Where would you put Kenneth Branagh?
Okay, hold on. We're getting close to Christ territory with how big these names are. Kenneth Branagh, huh? Is this an Oscar bait Jesus movie, or what's going on?
Aren't they
it
all?
It is an Oscar bait Jesus movie.
Okay, I haven't heard of it. Dang.
An Oscar bait Jesus movie for best animated feature, though. Huh.
I don't know. Where would you put Kenneth Branagh?
I'm going to say Judas.
Charles Dickens. Oscar Isaac.
Oh, that's my
Jesus.
God.
That's Jesus.
Yes, Travis, it's an Oscar bait Jesus movie.
Wait, it's...
Oscar Isaac stars as Jesus.
Oscar Isaac is Jesus. That's...
So it's technically an Oscar bait because they got him to play the role of Jesus by offering him the role of Jesus. So yes, it's an Oscar bait.
He was also, I believe, in a Christian ska band called The Blinking Underdogs. So
yeah, we're getting some interesting context. Like, we learned about Uma Thurman in this film playing the role of...
Mary is sort of the only... one that jumps immediately to mind.
Yeah.
Catherine Dickens.
Damn it. Sorry, forgetting about the Dickens.
Dickens is a big part of this.
Yeah, they sneak in there.
It's a big part. Forrest Whitaker's in it.
Forrest Whitaker is in it. He's in it.
I'll give you a hint. He's the rock of the church.
Oh, Pete.
Pete. Big Pete. Mark Hamill's in it.
Oh, man.
Now, Mark Hamill has to be in it because it is animated. But who would you? Where would you put
the
Mark
Joker.
Hamill?
The Joker?
Yeah,
he's the Joker.
Whoa, weird. The Joker.
That's cool.
No, he plays King Herod.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
I don't think they got a big... this probably won't surprise you, but I don't think there's not a lot of big name actors lining up for the role of Judas.
Christoph Waltz. Doing full-blown Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz Judas.
Walton Goggins would be amazing as Judas.
Oh, yeah. The Great Betrayer.
Christoph Walton Goggins. Now, that would be... That's the guy I would
that's
get.
The guy,
I don't know
that's
if
the guy
seen
from,
him a lot.
That's the guy from Superbad. I'm looking at... Can I look at the list now, Juice?
Yeah, please.
Because I do see Jim Cummings is in here as a Pharisee, and that's going to be tough to hear Pooh Bear.
Oh,
the cross. Bury the spear in his side.
Or maybe he's doing it more as like the lightning bug from Tiana.
He could be.
Let's see what other great Jim Cummings roles.
Maybe as Darkwing
Duck. It looks like they're stuck on that cross. Why don't you just bounce down?
The wonderful thing
down.
About Jesus is he's the only one.
He wasn't Gizmo Duck, was he?
No.
Hey, Jesus. Maxie, get Jesus on down from that cross.
I think that's a different guy.
No, did Goo? Oh, no, he played Pete.
Pete, I'm going to go deep. Yeah, I was trying to find a Pete, but it wasn't there. Yeah, I didn't
tell you, Jesus.
That's
here's the thing. Nail him to the cross.
Oh, man, my dad's drunk again.
So that is the film. These things are getting pretty big. Also, I mean, Jim Cummings and I did share a scene because he, I didn't realize this. He played Lord Boxman. In OKKO.
Oh, that's great.
And from I was in that same episode, a couple episodes.
Look at you.
Cool. All right, look at me go. And listen, this is an advice show. This Obviously. Is not a show about this hit Jesus movie. And I know what you're wondering. How did they get all these big names? The answer is they gave them
$100 billion.
One might say
make a lot of
30
money.
Silver to be
they're
in
also,
the movie.
They're also crowdfunded. So they make a lot of money. Okay, so here's the deal. This is an advice show.
Oh, okay.
All right, and we're going to take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. We haven't forgotten our core competency.
My neighbor and I are friendly with each other, and our young children often play together. One day I saw them packing their van, and he grumbled they were going to Disney World. He seemed very annoyed about the whole trip and complained his wife was making him go. A few days after they left, he's texting me if I'd pull his garbage out in the street. I said, sure, as long as you take a picture with Goofy for me. I don't know why I said Goofy. I'm not a Goofy fan, and neither is my kid. I was just giving him a little grief since he didn't want to go on the trip. Next week when they returned, I saw him in the yard and asked how the vacation was. He showed me the phone, which had an endless amount of pictures of his family with Goofy and Max. What's more is he said he'd gotten their autographs and was having it all framed to present to my three-year-old as a present. Oh, okay. I
now
see
I know where
here.
The question
oh,
is.
Oh, no. Brothers, my boy has no idea who Goofy is, let alone his son. This was such a nice gesture, but it all came from a throwaway joke I made. How can I get my son to have a deep love of Goofy before they give him this gift? Oh, man. Oh, boy, this is a McElroy question if I ever heard one. Fuck a duck.
Yeah.
This would definitely happen to us.
Really?
Jesus.
Yeah, you really threaded the needle here. You've come to the right place.
Goofy is the safest choice to be like, take a picture with. Because that's why I think, just, I know this wasn't a question, but psychologically, you're like, maybe you did some subconscious calculations. And you're like, I don't want to say Minnie or Daisy because that would feel weird if I'm
that
like,
would feel
I need pictures of them.
Fetish adjacent, yeah.
And
Goofy's the right pole. I don't know why, but it is the funny.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes with jokes, you got to run through and like, I don't know why it is what it is, but like, Goofy is the pole.
It's the one.
I don't know why, but
Goofy,
it's Goofy.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can't make a three-year-old like anything, has been my experience. You could show them Goofy movie, but they might be hugely uncomfortable with the complicated social dynamics of, they don't get into that shit in these YouTube, in a YouTube video. They don't get into complicated family dynamics, and kids today can't hang with that shit.
And there's
they
a part where
hang.
Max murders a man by swinging him into a giant
Max
thing of lights.
Max fully kills a guy at the end of that film.
Yeah. The guy's trying to chase Max. They swing
doing
on
his
rope.
Job as a security guard.
Yeah.
This kid could have a bomb vest strapped to him trying to kill Powerline so that the president will notice him.
And
but
this is my favorite. I love the Goofy movie. It's my favorite Disney animated movie. I'm wearing a Powerline shirt right now, is when they land on the stage next to Powerline.
He's
Powerline's
so
like, what?
What?
And doesn't do what I think anybody in that scenario would do, which would be to leave the stage as
quickly
as possible.
Leave the stage immediately. Let security handle it. They can't because a child killed them?
That's correct.
Man.
Now, you could do, I think the way I introduce my children to Goofy, and every parent's approach to introducing their children to Goofy is different. I understand that. But yeah. I did inform them that according to Goofy's Wikipedia, he has had many names over the years, including George Geef.
Henry only calls this fool George Geef when he sees him. You guys really ruined him with that shit.
Yeah. And so when we went to Disney the first time, and you know, you have the people in character going around meeting everybody, and I said, oh, here comes George Geef. And that just tickled my daughters to no end. And that, I think, is how I got the ball rolling. You could also just play the two musical Powerline scenes, Stand Out and Eye to Eye, without the complicated family dynamics. And those are fun. Those will get them.
I've been struggling with this problem in my house because my kids were on the YouTube and I was like, you guys can't watch the YouTube anymore because I watched a documentary about how YouTube's bad.
Oh,
so
what?
I told them I can't.
Don't.
Yeah,
oh,
I
man.
Know.
Don't tell me what it is because then I'll feel compelled to watch it.
It's like the family YouTubes. It's like everybody knows it's
so Mr. Beast
bad,
is still okay,
oh,
right?
Oh, Beast.
All YouTubes. It's bad. YouTubes is bad because my kids will watch the shorts.
No.
It doesn't matter. I'm not judging.
I haven't done any research on Mr. Beast recently. So
YouTube is bad for my kids for our decision. So we say, you're watching too much YouTube, no more YouTube. And my kids are like pretty minimal to it. And then a week after the initial, you know, ranting and screaming. Oh. But about a week later, and this is just a couple days ago now, I see Cooper and she is, sometimes I worry about oversharing, but she's watching Young Sheldon.
Unironically?
Travis, she's on season 2, episode 9.
Yeah, you can't watch. You can't
irony
watch a season and a half of Young Sheldon.
She's on season 2, episode 9. And to be fair,
how did she
is
get it
fast forwarding. What?
How did
it's on Netflix. So she does fast forward through any time where there's kissing.
Yeah.
But she has been fully indoctrinated.
There are a lot
into
of kissing on young Sheldon? Wouldn't think there's
I mean,
a
not
lot of kissing.
A huge amount, but there is like any time any relationship drama happens. She's
every
in
episode
no way
has a deep tongue scene in young she Sheldon, tells, which is she, fucking weird.
But
well,
most
man.
Of the time it's in the background.
It's I happening mean, extras, yeah.
She came to me while I was brushing my teeth and she said, "Hey, Dad, I think young Sheldon is smarter than Einstein." And I said, "Go on, do tell." She said, "Well, did Einstein ever build a rocket?" And I said, "No."
No.
And she said, "Did young Sheldon ever build a rocket?" And I said, "I would have no way of knowing that." And she said, "Well, he did." And I said, "Well, it sounds like young Sheldon is smarter than Einstein." And she said, "But I think the kid from the Minecraft movie made a jetpack, so he's probably smarter than both
he's
of them."
He's the smartest
And
of
I
all.
Said, "Yeah, okay, that's the power ranking right there. Kid from the Minecraft movie, young Sheldon, way down here at the bottom. Einstein."
Well, Reed Richards, I think, is right above Einstein.
Thank you, Travis. Yeah. Good point. Reed Richards, absolutely. There's no hope here.
You can't make your kid like Goofy. You can, man, when you get the gifts, just you take them, and then they'll be like, "Aren't you going to give it to your son?" And you say, "No, this is embarrassing. I'm a huge Goofy freak. I was too embarrassed to admit it."
No, don't say freak, though.
No, you do. I mean, own it. Say, "I'm a big goof. I'm a nasty, fucked up, goofy freak. And this is the only way I get my jollies."
How did he smell?
Explain the smell of Goofy to me.
Is this the hand that touched him?
Is there any chance that you typed, "Take a goofy picture" with a lowercase g? Because then maybe you could flip it on and be like, No, just like a fun one.
Yeah. What if you're like, "That's not Goofy, the one with the bill and he wears the sailor hat"?
Yeah.
The spinach guy. He's got the big mouse ears and the red sailor hat.
I'm proud to announce that Goofy's sour balls are back. And better
than
ever.
Kidding?
Baby, you can definitely get those. And I got them, and then my son Henry laughed at me because I got balls. Like, he's at an age where that's very good for him. And I was like, "I don't care. I'm not going to stand here and be judged. These sour balls really tickle my fancy."
I will say this. I have taken pictures with a lot of Goofies.
Yeah.
Because my kids make my father-in-law do his Goofy impression to Goofy. And then I take a picture
rough.
Of it. It's good. And then I put the... And I have, like, t-shirts with pictures of my father-in-law with Goofy on them. I will say every Goofy is a pro. Sure. Every Goofy, here's what you can rest assured of: whatever experience your friend had, it was not unpleasant.
No.
It was like that Goofy That's made good. It very easy.
Made it
they
special.
Will, and especially if they can tell you're a virgin, they will make it like
so good for you. So if they can tell that you haven't had sex at all, they're like, they know it somehow, and then they are like so nice to you.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Disney Tinder. World, the first I mean, time Tinder I went to Disney weird. World, and I was like, "I shouldn't be here. I haven't fucked." And then Goofy came over to me and he put his hand around. And guys, check this out. He talked. You never get this from these Disney guys walking around. But
what
he talked.
Did he say?
He leaned in really close and he was like, I know.
It's hard. Me too, pal.
And then I was like, "What about Max? Would it
an immaculate conception?
Immaculate."
And then he walked away, but I felt like really cared for. And then I felt like I could be at Disney World, even though I hadn't had sexual.
Max,
I can't believe you made it past the scanners, Griffin, to get in.
Yeah,
Max just birthed fully formed from a bowl of high dad soup. He just like emerged. My high dad soup is.
Hi, Dad.
Whoa.
Yeah, at the end when he falls down the waterfall, and you actually, if you turn the volume up, you can hear him shout, "But I haven't even fucked yet." And then Max catches him and reels him up. I was like, "What were you saying, Dad?" And he's like, "Nothing, Maxie." I know our visits are getting a bit fewer and further between these days, but I would like to go to the Wizard's house.
I mean, friends grow apart over time, Griffin.
It's natural.
That doesn't mean he's out of your heart. You know
friends
I mean?
Grow apart. Websites redesign away all of their funniest stuff or close entirely. Like, this stuff happens, guys. But this one is, it was sent in by Abby, thank you, and it is how to actually become Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Thank you.
You don't have to wake up with amnesia on an Italian fishing boat in the Mediterranean Sea while being pursued by assassins to become Jason Bourne. In fact, you may be happy to learn that we recommend taking the route that involves zero assassination attempts. Whew! I'm always afraid that I'm going to read a WikiHow article and then it'll be like, kill. And I'll be like, fuck, okay, shoot.
All right, you're the boss.
But it does, there were a lot of factors in there And the only one they negated was assassination attempts.
Yeah, you do need to get off the table.
Right. Yeah, they do recommend being found in the Mediterranean Sea by a fishing boat with amnesia.
Right, that part's easy enough.
I do wonder if I'm not, if like assassination is completely off the table, why am I learning to become Jason Bourne, right?
For the other stuff, other stuff he could do. He doesn't only assassinate people.
Yeah, but if someone's like, if I'm on the phone and I'm like, it's me, Justin, and I'm very tough, just like Jason Bourne now.
Yeah.
And they're like, I know you can't assassinate me.
Yeah.
That's off the table for you, right?
Admit not it. Intimidating.
Like, you, okay, can I ask you guys a question?
A
semantics question, perhaps? But is the difference betwixt murder and assassination just like notoriety?
I don't know.
I think it's you're paid for it, right? Paid? Paid work?
I don't know. Anyways, okay. I just hope that someday I'm famous enough that when I am killed, it's assassination, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, how to become a real-life Jason Bourne. The first few parts here are all physicality stuff, and I'm not going to do that. Regular cardio, whatever. Improve your strength by lifting weights. Like, sure, whatever.
Man, if I could do irregular cardio, I'd be excited, you know?
If my desire to live longer hasn't done that, my desire to be Jason Bourne is certainly not going to motivate that.
Well, no, you can have the desire, right? Like, I don't do, like, regular intense cardio, and I don't do, like, really heavy weights. I do some stuff in there. That stuff would probably make me feel so good if I did it enough that I wouldn't need a WikiHow article to teach me how to be Jason Bourne. If I was doing that stuff, I'd be a fundamentally different person, and that person would not be on WikiHow learning how to be Jason
Bourne.
That's
an excellent point.
Choose
That's
a martial really art. Point, actually. Choose
One person who's never been on Wikipedia learning how to be Jason Bourne is Jason Bourne.
No way.
Like, that... It's unfathomable.
No way. So choose a martial art to study and practice. I could do this from a purely, studious sort of research level and not like actually do it. Like I could watch a lot of YouTube videos about,
Does it need to be in the muscles, though? Don't you need to get it in the muscle memory?
Yeah.
Do the muscles need to know it?
Because that's the thing. I've seen the Jason Bourne movies 100 times. And I don't remember him ever having to stop to think about how to punch a guy. Yes. I don't even know that he remembers how to punch a guy when the movie starts.
Well, no, they put like a chip in his brain or whatever that makes him punch like super hard.
No, Griffin, that's the Matrix.
So learn a second language or more. This is good. Jason Bourne spoke German, French, Russian, Dutch, Spanish, and Swedish. You don't have to speak all those, but picking up another language of your choice will give you that international man of mystery energy Bourne exudes. That would be kick-ass if in a Bourne movie he went to Paraguay, and then they started to speak to him, and he was like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't do that one. I don't do that
one. He pulled out his phone and like put in like Google Translate, and he's like, can you type it? I only know Esperanto and English.
Do you do
I'm
Swedish?
I'm so sorry.
I can totally throw down in Swedish.
You could probably pull this off if you named a bunch of common ones that lots of people know, and then at the end, you put the one you actually know. So you learn one obscure one, and then you're like, yeah, I'm fluent in Spanish, French, Italian, whatever, and then Czechoslovakian. I don't know if there's a separate language. You know, one of the smaller
You can always just say Esperanto. The best gag.
So next time you're up on a language learning app, just, you're becoming an assassin. Learn how to climb walls or repel.
Hey, Duolingo, if you're listening, putting that is like, and why are you into, I like
don't
to travel.
Know why you'd pick the one I that has friends. Never advertised with us. I just don't know why you would pick the one that has never advertised
well,
with us.
Of all the ones you've free course, advertising. Said. We've burned the other bridges, Griffin. We haven't even built that one yet.
We didn't. We did a kick-ass job with those bridges, but the market changed and more famous people opened up podcasts. But you picked the one that we haven't done? How are we going to get...
That's, no, I support that, though, because in a sense, what Travis is saying is like, the other ones have proven that they're thirsty for it. You know what I mean? Like the other ones have proven that they will pay for it.
Right. Yeah.
And Duolingo won't. No. So that's fine.
That's fine, guys.
And they have a funny owl thing.
We're not afraid to talk shop in here, guys. We're not afraid to let you in on the process.
Our life is the podcast.
It is the podcast. Like,
our lives are art.
Learn how to climb walls or rappel. Bourne was a master climber. While we can't recommend you start scaling fire escapes and jumping from rooftop to rooftop, we can definitely suggest joining a local rock climbing gym.
Sure. That's different from climbing walls, though, isn't it? Because when you say climbing walls, I'm picturing a Spider-Man type. You're saying climbable things.
Yeah, you don't learn. Well, we build from that, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I'm saying fire escape ladders. Yeah. I don't need to learn to do that.
No, you can't use suction cups. You can't use suction cups when you're summiting. Like, they don't stick to the rocks and stuff. But Bourne uses suction cups a lot. I think if I went through all the trouble to train my body and learn a martial art and become an and learn five languages and become an incredible spy, I would never try to go down the side of a building because I could fall and die. And then what was all of that work for?
Yeah.
It does. It is. A lot of these are irritating a little bit because it's like, well, we did tell you to get in great physical shape first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Sure.
If I, in this alternate world where I got super fit, I bet learning to climb like a rock wall would be very attainable for me.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that.
If there was an article about how to be Batman and the first step was have billionaire parents.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like,
sure.
Yeah, every step after that is like, inherent. You know what helps with that?
But again, if I had $1 billion, I would not be on WikiHow learning how to become Jason Bourne. I simply would not.
You say that, Griffin, but billionaires get up to some weird shit in their free time.
No, but I would be getting, like, you know, micro machines in my blood that gives me powers.
micro machines.
Micro. Just these big fucking monster trucks driving around my veins, making me climb walls real good.
Yeah.
And
you
speaks,
could pay Matt Damon
Spanish.
To train you to be Jason
Yeah,
Bourne.
For $1 billion. Yeah, for sure. I could make them name the next Jason Bourne movie Griffin McElroy Returns, and then I would be it by default. Sharpen your situational awareness and memory recall. This would be cool.
I could have started with this one. Honestly, I could use a little of this right now. Yeah.
If I could aug my brain like that, again, same thing applies, wouldn't be here.
Shouldn't I sharpen my memory recall before I start taking on these additional languages?
Yeah.
Like, if there is a path to that, I should definitely sharpen that tool set before I do the language thing.
Is there a hyperlink there possibly to a Wikipedia about how to stop having ADHD?
Yeah.
That could be
there's
very
like
useful to me.
Click the monkey to learn how to stop having ADHD.
The next one, okay.
Yeah, P.S. Your ADHD is 100% what brought you to this article in the first place. You have a 15-minute lunch break, Jason.
I'm going to text you guys the image for this next one. The next one is get into parkour and learn how to run with style. And I don't know if you guys are seeing this, but the image that they've chosen shows a red-haired man who has launched himself forwards, head first, legs up in the sky, akimbo, Peter Pan style, down a flight of stairs. There is no reality in which this illustrated gentleman lands this trick.
He is about to eat shit.
He's about to lose a lot of good teeth.
I've also zoomed in on this man's face, and it very clearly reads as, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Why did I jump like this, face down, ass up? That's the way I like to die, on these stairs.
What an idiot.
Dumbass. Parkour is also really intense cardio exercise, so it gets two birds with one stone. Thanks, article. Thanks for the life hacks of this discipline you made up. Dress in unprovocative clothing with dark colors. Already pretty much doing that, I will say. No graphic tees on Jason Bourne. Some of my wardrobe may have to go. But keep your hair short, but decidedly unmilitary.
Okay.
Not sure. What
I don't see why that makes me more of a Jason Bourne. I guess. Sure. All right.
I like that description, though. Like that, if you're telling me that when I watched the Jason Bourne Prime, that I am to look at him and think, yeah, but it's not a military haircut. No, there's no way. Like, there's no debate. That's not a military haircut.
I always.
Well, that would also give him too many clues to the Bourne identity.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
That's the Dr. Army Man.
I'm clearly some sort of Army Man. Look at my hair.
But I'm so smart. I must be a Dr. Army Man. Can you?
My hair is too long for an Army Man, so I'm clearly not an Army Man.
No, you can see they've shaved the word Army in the back of my head. It's obvious.
Hey, is this the library? Have I ever worked there? I feel like I'm a library man, maybe.
Nope. Oh, shit, I gotta jump up this building.
Do you know about any pet stores?
I always have a moment of panic anytime I go to get a haircut and they ask me, like, what do you want? Now I have something that I could say, just like have it loaded in the chamber. I want it short but decidedly unmilitary, and I think I might get exactly what I need. Obtain at least a passing interest in firearms. I do like how WikiHow has couched this. WikiHow recognizes it can't say get gun crazy. It can't say that sort of, responsibly. But at least a passing interest in firearms.
Griffin, I thought I knew where that statement was going to go.
Yeah.
Because one of the defining features to me is Jason Bourne's collection of passports.
Yeah.
But then it also occurred to me that probably WikiHow, for many reasons, can't be like, get yourself a bunch of counterfeit passports.
That's a very, very good point, Travis. Reading the next goddamn point of this WikiHow, get another passport. If you don't already have a passport for the country you live in, start by getting your passport. That's actually good. Thank you so much for that. Then if you have the time, money, and effort, find another country to try and establish residency. If you have relatives living abroad, look into the residency requirements there. You can normally get a passport if you have family already living there. You can buy your way into a passport in several countries. Some countries offer very easy routes to citizenship. They're not saying, Travis, forge yes. fake documents in this, I would say, wild world that we live in. They are saying responsibly become residents of many,
Wouldn't
many
it
nations.
Have been amazing if Jason Bourne had opened his safety security box or whatever
yes.
and started flipping through 20 passports that all said, Jason Bourne, Jason Bourne, Jason Bourne, Jason Bourne, Jason Bourne, Jason Bourne. And he was like, yes, well, sure. I guess I'm...
perfect. And then a letter from his uncle in Paraguay that's like, here's the passport. You're a citizen now. I love you, Jason.
Talk. It's been Jason Bourne.
Come visit me anytime, Jason Bourne.
Good talk, Fraulein. It's me, German man Jason Bourne.
Oh, God damn it. Look, he's put stickers all over his passport pages. There's no way we can read these numbers. Focus on your mission and always have a goal. This is where the wheels come off a lot for me, is that now it's like, okay, now you're Jason Bourne. Here's what you're going to do with it. And they don't have a great answer because they also can't say, you know, kill your fellow super soldiers.
Well, at that point, it's coming from your contact to the CIA, right? Because I assume that when you get recruited to the CIA to join the Bourne program, you're yeah. handed, I guess, a card with this WikiHow URL yeah. written on it. And they're like, let us know when you're done reading it, and then we'll give you an assignment.
Yeah. That is a good point. A lot of these are just kind of productivity hacks. Focus on your mission and always have a goal. Sure. Yeah. Maintain a cool, calm demeanor at all times.
Yeah.
I see Jason a little hyphy. Like, he does get, when he's like trying to kill a guy with a rocket launcher, I don't know how chill Jason Bourne is.
That's why Griffin, at the end of every Jason Bourne movie, he sits down with his journal and writes out, like, had another slip up today. Got mad again. Gotta keep working on it.
In the post-credit sequence. Make eye contact and speak with confidence and do everything with conviction and self-assuredness.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. Yeah, I can definitely just flip that switch. But also, I want to be in that job interview where they're like, you're the perfect candidate. Honestly, we have never interviewed anybody with this much conviction and self-assuredness. You made eye contact the whole time. You speak with confidence. You're quintilingual. You have incredible skills, and you're so focused. What's your secret? And they say, well, I model my whole life on this one WikiHow article about becoming Jason Bourne.
Anyways, I'd love to work here at Best Buy.
I would love to get this job at Best Buy. There's one thing that they did get kind of nasty on. This is the last point in the article.
Okay.
Be prepared for geopolitical events or disasters. So WikiHow's leaving a little bit of sunlight in the room, a little bit of oxygen for a chance. It suggests, and all that other stuff about kicking ass and jumping up buildings and all that spy shit, there might be a thing that happens.
You never know.
Keep your eyes peeled.
But I will also say that this is the equivalent of like going to a professional sporting event and hoping that someone on the field is going to notice you in the stands and be like, this guy. Because I'm pretty sure, even if I, as an amateur civilian, trained myself to be a peak Jason Bourne type, and then there was geopolitical unrest,
I wouldn't
if
get
a
better.
CAI agent saw me like walking around, or some kind of government official, they wouldn't be like, hey, you look like you could be a Jason Bourne. Come over here. I got a mission for you.
I mean, that's his whole shit.
That's how it works.
That's his whole shit.
No, Griffin,
though.
He was recruited by a government agency and trained by them.
I guess so. We're splitting hairs pretty hard here.
Yeah, I want to call foul on this whole article, Griffin, if I could.
Sure, yeah.
Wait, you're trying to disprove a WikiHow article? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to try. I think I can do it pretty authoritatively if we look at the Bourne franchise.
Okay.
Right? We have the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum. That's Matt Damon's triptych.
Yeah.
Right.
Matt Damon's trilogy.
Those are the ones with Jason Bourne in them.
Yeah, yes. Those are the Jason Bourne ones, right?
That's my
the
mnemonic
The next
device.
Movie is called The Bourne Legacy, starring Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
As
Matt
Jason
is not
Bourne?
Appearing.
Is he Jason Bourne? No.
No.
He's Jason
Reborn.
The tagline of this film is, "There was never just one."
Yeah.
And then the next movie is called Jason Bourne, starring Matt Damon.
Huh.
And Jeremy Renner's not in it, because there was just the one Jason Bourne. What I'm saying is, the movies that are about Jason Bourne could not make another Jason Bourne plausibly.
No.
They desperately would love
they
to get the much
to have
cheaper
a
Jeremy Renner.
Whole Bourne-iverse, but it's simply
they tried.
The interest isn't there.
Listen.
The interest isn't there. They can't make another Jason Bourne. There's just the one. And I also feel like, seeing that the last Bourne movie, Jason Bourne, was filmed in 2016, I do have the strangest sense of feeling like I didn't appreciate the Bourne movies when they were coming out.
Didn't even know that there wasn't 2061. I feel bad.
I know, right? It feels like set.
Shit.
Don't it always
seem. If I could go back in time to when they were making the poster for the Bourne Legacy, I would have pitched the tagline, "There was never a Jason Bourne." Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's
then,
cool.
One of the first movies of the Bourne Legacy is Jeremy Renner waking up like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
It's him watching the Bourne Identity and going, "I'm going to be just like that."
Uh-huh. He turns off the movie of the Bourne, the third Bourne movie, like, what a great film. I wish I could do that.
And then when they made the new Jason Bourne movie after that one in 2016, the tagline was, "Oh shit, it's real?"
The first scene is Matt Damon turning off the end of the Bourne Legacy. Like, I can't believe they got it so wrong. Anyway, back to work. Let's take a quick break. We're going to go to the Money Zone. We'll be back right after this.
Guys, I've got another brilliant, like, million-dollar website idea.
Another one.
Yeah. But I don't know how to get started. I have no idea where to get started. I just have the kernel, the whisper.
What you need is a garden. You need an idea garden where that can take purchase.
Yeah.
Where it can grow and flourish. And Squarespace is the way to do it. A little square space of land where you can plant that idea and watch it grow into a beautiful, beautiful pornographic business.
Thank you. What do I water it with?
Pornographic water.
Okay.
Well, Travis, you'll water it with the water of ideas from world-class designers that have created website templates that are going to make your website look really good, even if you don't know what you're doing, because they know what they're doing, and you can just put your pornographic images. Your pornographic stories.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever adult material. Travis, you weren't
specific. Can I sell my pornographic time, Justin?
Yeah, Travis, anything you want to sell, Squarespace makes it really, really easy. Or just get the idea out. Even if you're not a business, Squarespace can help. Whatever you need to do, this is the place to start. When people ask me, "How do I make a website?" And they do. All the time. They say, "Justin, how do I do it?" I say, go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Don't wait anymore. Get that idea. Get it out there.
Stamps. You love them. I love them. But man, I tell you guys, if I go and buy them at the post office, I always end up eating them on the way home.
It's tough, dude. They shouldn't put food on stamps.
Such a problem.
It's confusing.
Well, I start licking them, right, to get them ready for when I need them.
Right. It's the main action is it's so eating adjacent already.
Yeah.
They had Dungeons and Dragons stamps at my post office, and I had to ask for Dungeons and Dragons stamps.
Yeah.
Had to ask another person to sell me those. Think about it.
Were they delicious?
Face to face.
Were they filling?
They were. Delicious.
Okay.
These are not problems if you use stamps.com. This is good. Establish a need and then fill the need. And this need we've established is you will eat a stamp if you drive home with them.
You simply will.
Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. You can get access to all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business or your life, I guess, right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you the free scale that we've been telling you about. And you can get rates you won't see anywhere else, like up to 88% off USPS and UPS.
And you're not going to believe some of the new flavors they've got lined up. There's a chipotle mayo,
what?
A guava lime madness.
Oh, yeah.
They have so, yeah, there's so many great stamp flavors that you can get online that you're not going to find in store where you're just going to have nacho cheese, Cool Ranch, and some of the usual.
Have more
pickle blasted.
Have more
I do like the pickle blasted one.
Have more pickle blasted flexibility in your life with stamps.com. Sign up at stamps.com and use code my brother for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, code my brother.
And it says here in the copy, make sure you don't tell people to eat stamps.
Oh no. Oh well, we can't possibly record an ad a second time.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depression Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations, happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you. Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Austin.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
I want a Munch Squad.
I want to Munch. Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast within the podcast, profiling ladies and grace of brand eating. Guys, how do you be real with me? How do you feel about Glenn Powell? Where you at?
You know, Justin, if I'm being completely honest, I feel an absence of feeling about Glenn Powell.
Had to Google him that's just now. Sorry, everyone.
Glenn Powell is counting on. And then, Griffin, after you Googled him,
yeah,
did you have the realization that this guy's been in, like,
a million movies,
but you never really, he doesn't really stick in the brain, does
For
he?
A long time, Justin, I thought Glenn Powell had been the guy that played the younger brother in the TV show Titus with Christopher Titus. But I think that was a different guy who has similar features, but as a different human being to Glenn Powell.
Am I?
Yes, that is a separate person.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen any of these flicks, but I thought I got him confused with Glenn Beck for a second, and then I thought this is an audacious question to ask us to start out the Munch Squad segment. As how do you feel about Glenn Beck?
So Glenn Powell is launching a new line of slosses.
Of what?
Glenn Powell is launching a new line of sauces. I didn't realize it was a tongue twister until I started saying it. Glenn Powell is launching a new line of sauces.
I think that's iambic pentameter.
Yeah, Glenn Powell is launching a new line of sauces called Smash Kitchen. And this, guys, the sky was dark at the launch of Smash Kitchen because the stars were all out to celebrate Glenn Powell's new line of sauces. Now, before I get into the party.
Wait, is this in conjunction with somebody or just Glenjamin had an idea for a sauce thing?
Cool sauce.
So everyone's favorite actor, Glenn Powell, that everybody knows and loves about, he realized this. American families and the pantries where their meals begin deserve better.
Oh.
Too many go-to staples are packed with unnecessary additives, artificial nonsense, and things no one can pronounce. With that realization, Powell assembled a team of seasoned founders who set out to fix that, creating a line of organic, non-GMO pantry essentials that bring wholesome, crave-worthy flavors without the junk.
Oh, okay.
The new line is exclusive, available now only at Walmart.
Awesome, dude. I've been sweating this stuff big time lately.
Yeah, it's been a big, real problem. All the GMO stuff and all the clean eating and everything is a real thing
real
for Glenn.
Concern
real
for now Glenn. Now they only have GPOs. How Glenn Powell organism.
I've pulled together a full report here. Glenn did talk to Martha Stewart about this. Said, being out in LA, I think I just became a little bit more aware of what was in my food.
Fuck off in the biggest way possible,
actually,
dude.
Glenn Powell, go eat a huge pile of
eat
shit.
All the shit you can see in the whole world.
Especially when you're cooking and entertaining people, you want to give them the best. Actually, fuck off the
fuck
hell,
off
Powell,
so
seriously.
Hard, Glenn.
I tell you what, you and Katy Perry getting a sauce-powered rocket blast off right to fuck who cares.
I guess, living in L.A., I pay a little bit more attention.
What does that have to do with anything?
As an L.A. guy.
In L.A., you tell me.
As an L.A. guy, I think a lot about brain stuff.
Growing up around epic barbecue feasts at our family ranch in Texas, food was always an expression of love, said Glenn Powell, co-founder of Smash Kitchen and co-star of Twisters. That's my editorializing, but he was in that, believe it or not. Through fitness, I became more aware and educated on better for you food.
Oh, cool.
So basically what Glenn is saying is because he has the time and money to pay a personal trainer, he now knows what to put in your ketchup.
And because of his sort of geographic location, he knows a little bit more about food than you do.
I'm reading between the lines here, and I think what Glenn Powell is trying to say is, I started working with a guy who lives in L.A. who told me what I should and
that's
shouldn't
what it
be
was.
Eating.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I got a brand deal for sauces. It was clear to me we needed to make a clean condiment brand. No second guessing. Just great flavors that connect us to the moments we love.
Second guess, Glenn. Glenn, yeah. You're creating food for people.
Think twice, please, Glenn.
You should do, not just like, put that in it. Wait, put what in? Why do you mean? Wait, Glenn, no.
And grab, put this root in the sauce. What is the
lots
root,
lots of sand.
I don't know.
Sand just popped in my head. Sand.
Hey, guys, I got a live report. I want to talk more about this, but I got a live report coming from the party. So I just want to, we're going to interview some of the, we already talked to Glenn. If you guys could, I got Leo over here at the sauce launch party. Leonardo DiCaprio came to Glenn Powell's sauce launch party. So here's an interesting thing. Apparently, Glenn Powell knows that Leonardo DiCaprio killed somebody and hid their body because I can't think of any other reason Leonardo DiCaprio would be at Glenn Powell's sauce party, but he's there.
He doesn't do a ton of
endorsements.
Then
there's a gentleman behind the two of them who is unnamed but does seem to be really enjoying. Hold on. So we got Leonardo DiCaprio was there. Aaron Paul came to this Walmart sauce launch party. and who's this? Josh Duhamel hiding
Josh
his
Duhamel
entire
face. That's not who
hiding
that is.
His face.
That could be anyone.
Oh, fuck.
I love the sauce.
Glenn,
good job, Glenn.
Glenn, you didn't say anything
Josh
about photos.
Duhamel. Sorry, what was my name? Josh shit. Duhamel.
Everyone's posing at the sauce launch party. Everyone loves the sauce. Here's Josh Duhamel.
Oh,
he's fixed the,
that's
his hat.
That's the real Josh Duhamel.
That's the real Josh Duhamel. And yes, look, guys, he's even... Yeah, Angela from The Office came to this sauce launch
Hell
party.
Yeah.
She played cornhole. You're fucking kidding me. Anthony Ramos was there. What a star-studded event. And get this. His parents came to his party.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Nice. Glenn Powell.
The family ranch in Texas. Let's talk about some of the flavors.
Thank
you got
you.
Organic hot honey ketchup, organic spicy mayonnaise, and organic hot honey BBQ sauce. Now remember, when you see organic, what that means is nothing. Smash Kitchen is all about balance. Real food made better without sacrificing flavor.
That's actually
Samir
good
Mehta.
To hear because I don't want to buy printed out pictures of food. I want real food. Thank you.
Real
very much.
Stuff.
Yeah. I can't eat a picture of ketchup.
Unless it's a stamp.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Samir
yeah.
Mehta, who is co-founder and CEO of Smash Kitchen. We weren't trying to reinvent ketchup or mustard. No. We just wanted them to taste the way they should, using high-quality organic ingredients. Now, I will draw your attention to the paragraph just before in this same press release, which reads, Smash Kitchen reimagines classics like ketchup, yellow mustard, mayonnaise, and barbecue sauce. So they are both reimagining it, but not
reinventing it. Yeah.
I do like, once again, this is what I'm looking for in a thing, because it should taste the way it should. If I eat ketchup and it tastes like mustard, I'm perplexed, if not off-put.
Condiments are just the beginning, said Sean Kane, the co-founder and president of Smash Kitchen. Our vision is to transform the entire pantry, bringing delicious, organic options to every shelf one category at a time. Yes, Sean Kane, you have seen into me, the deepest heart of the American consumer, who wants nothing more than shelves and shelves lined with Glenn Powell's face. Please, try my milk. And, try Glenn Powell's milk. And try my pickles.
I'll tell you.
Powell pickles.
Smash Kitchen has really got their finger on the pulse if they make sure that each of these things cost at least a dollar more than the store brand counterpart that contains basically the exact same thing.
They don't just have their finger on the pulse. They have their finger on the pulse. Lauren Paul and Aaron Paul were there.
I don't, love we don't know that Glenn put a finger on these two. I mean,
that's
true.
You know Glenn.
I don't like that.
Let's not say things about Glenn Powell we can't back up. Like, he's a huge asshole peddling anti-science nonsense. Okay.
I don't want a company to decide what I think ketchup should taste like. I feel like that decision has been made for me by the way the ketchup from all these companies tastes. If I get some salty, tomato-y water out of Glenn Powell's bottle, you can't say, sorry, guys. The other stuff is bullshit. This is that real ketchup. Nothing but squished tomato, water, and some salt.
They pretty much figured that out to the point when I go to a restaurant and they have like in-house made ketchup, and I'm like, what were you doing? There's a bottle, and it has like a tomato and some leaves on it, and it says ketchup, and go that's all I need.
That's the only ingredient I need in ketchup.
I'm going to send you guys, by the way, a picture of Glenn Powell and Zach Ward, who was in the Titus Show, side by side, and you tell me that they're different people.
Have you been working on that particular
only
before
for
and
five
after
to 10 minutes?
Okay.
Justin, can I tell you, it's so wild that you brought that up, that event, that Smash Kitchen launch event, because we've got events coming up.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm not going to say that Aaron Paul and Anthony Ramos and Josh Duhamel are going to be there, but there's not a 0% chance that they're going to be there.
True.
Because they could be anywhere. I don't know.
They could be anywhere at any time.
I don't know where they are. Josh Duhamel could be in the house with you right now. Lock your door.
Hiding his face.
He could be there behind you. Don't turn around. He hates that. But tickets are on sale now. For our shows in Michigan, Minnesota, and Ohio, all Taz shows are going to be Taz Versus during this tour. And get all the information, get all the ticket links at bit.ly/McRoyTours. We're going to be at Origins Game Fair in Columbus. We're going to be at Dragon Con. And we're going to be in Huntington, West Virginia for the Harmony House Renaissance Festival happening, I believe, May 2nd?
3rd.
May 3rd. So come there, get a chance to see us, depending on how much time.
bit.ly/HarmonyHouseRenFair with an E.
Yes.
Is where you can go to get tickets.
And for all the information and tickets about our live shows, you can go to bit.ly/McRoyTours.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is the number one single across the whole globe on every country's charts in now, like this week. So like that's huge for Montaigne, and it's huge for us. So thank you, Montaigne.
We have a final thing that one of our listeners wants to be faster than. We've got to find, how are we saying this? Now, there's got to be a smoother, got a fear?
Yeah.
Okay. Got a fear. This year, I want to be faster than my fear of all the old dudes swimming laps at the public pool. They may be strong and fast, but so am I. Fuck yeah. My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.